meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you all for joining us. Today is 27th of January, and we have Max, Chris, Dennis, and Carl online. Over to you, Max.
Thank you. Last time we were discussing the similarity, confusability of labels, that section. And we were talking about script mixing, mixing of scripts between how much should be recommended or required to keep homoglyphs from being registered under the same TLD. So I think that this is a quite important issue to define the level of this document. One approach is to have a document that just lists things, just like a best common practice, or a document that actually prescribes behavior. So what is the opinion of Chris, Dennis, Carl on this issue? Please, Chris, what do you say?
Chris, we can't hear you if you're speaking.
Okay. Could you give your and then see what Chris writes. I want to raise the parameters of what we're speaking about. I'm not sure. Does anyone understand what Chris means? Okay, so homoglyphs. Well, I guess that the different documentation of same Chinese character, I don't know if that could be the homoglyphs. My view is of the Latin and Greek characters that look the same. Should we, in the document, require that those should be handled in some way?
Right. So homoglyphs are, this is Ahmad. Homoglyphs are specifically those characters which are same in shape. Not necessarily considered, the variants is a larger set which may be considered alternatives but may not be homoglyphs. So I guess in this case we are actually specifically
right.
Talking about homoglyphs.
Yeah. Dennis, please.
Thank you, Matt. I will be cautious on drafting our recommendation about homoglyphs, especially you are talking about whole label homoglyphs, like the example in the document. And I say this because of the, well, number one, there is no authoritative source to get such list of confusable characters. Two, there are other already existing registrations, so we have to, if we do have a recommendation, we have to also take into consideration the existing registrations. Will they be grandfather or what? What are the options for those registrants? That's it, Matt.
Well, of course, it's a problem if homoglyphs are already registered. Should especially consider new registrations, I guess. But my question is if this document should be more like a list of think about these issues instead of you must consider this and that. Please elaborate.
I was just clarifying in the chat that homographic issues, well, it can be generally a cross-script issue more often than within a script, although Latin being probably the exception to that, because it encompasses several languages. But generally, it's not that it's the same character, but rather that it looks visually to be the same character, and that appearance is relative. So under certain fonts, two characters may not appear to be the same, and under some other fonts or typesets, they might appear similar. So if we're going to come up with guidelines, we would need to take some of those things into account if we want to be broad, or we might restrict ourselves to just the commonly known homoglyphs and not delve down into the more sort of abstract or edge case situations where it's just the accident of a particular font or the lack of serifs or something like that that might cause one character to appear like another.
This is Matt speaking. One extreme is of course to list these characters in these scripts are similar and must be handled in such a way that they can be registered in the same context. I mean, to avoid homoglyphs. Another extreme is to say that, I mean, be free. If you want to register homoglyphs, we don't say anything. And there are possibilities. So one possibility is to describe the issue and then state that a TLD must consider the possible homoglyphs and must take measurements to avoid the possibility of registering homoglyphs without specifying in exact detail which characters are to be considered. I think that if we are going to specify exact what characters that should be handled, then we will probably never be there. We can see that the group working with the LGRs for the roots have done a tremendous work to find out what characters to use and what similarities there are, etc. So we will replicate their work.
Sorry, this is Cal. So I'm just wondering, tackle this topic in the document. Do we, because there's already quite a lot of good work per language, I'm not sure if it's for all languages, but certainly for many languages that I've come across, there is some good work regarding variants for homographic issues as well as other issues. Should we list the locations where implementers can fetch these guidelines? Should we actually list the guidelines themselves? Or should we list an instruction for people to go and find those guidelines? I'm just wondering how we articulate the advice or the requirement to the consumer, and the consumer being the registry.
It's a good question. We should try to point I'm not sure what you refer to when you say that there are guidelines for languages. But those guidelines for languages, do they contain cross script homoglyphs configurations? I don't think they do. So this is a different topic. Please, Omar.
Thank you, Mats. So I think one of the places we should or we could start from is that we list or at least discuss whether this is a issue which eventually needs to be commented upon. I think the level of detail at which we are going to be commenting on can vary and can be decided at a later time. I was actually going to suggest is that we use, I guess, some of this time to now at least start, finally discussing this, but also reviewing the work we've done and maybe start a list of issues, which at least have a preliminary list of issues which we think needs more discussion, and we can present that in to the community. And I'm talking in the context of I-1055, which is coming up. I guess a relevant question to ask is that, is this something we think is relevant and we need to discuss this further? And if we can, perhaps, if we consider it relevant, then we note it and then go and talk about the other things as well, and then come back and review and make this list. As far as the exact wording is concerned, of course, we can obviously come back and see what is the right level at which we want to address it. So I just wanted to see if we can potentially reorient the discussion, I guess, in that context, that is this an important enough issue to be considered later for discussion. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I don't think your suggestion is that we should, can you please take that again?
Yes, I guess what I'm suggesting is that we can, the question perhaps to ask right now is that, is this something important enough for us to consider for further discussion? And if it is, then eventually we can come up with the right level of language, you know, high level or more detailed, on, you know, at what level we want to eventually develop a guideline on it. But as a prerequisite, I guess we need to know whether this is something we need to go forward and discuss.
As it is now, we must start getting some substance, starting to write something, some skeleton for the guidelines. We haven't done that, and that is what we should try to get going now. I'm reading the chat. Yeah, so graphically, I mean, of course, it's an item that we should raise. It's more a question. Should we prescribe something or just raise it as something for the RO to consider?
So this is Cal. I think I understand where Samad's coming from, and this might be a question for the group about our methodology here, whether we collect simply a list of tops and agree that they should or should not appear and not consider the level of depth or how specific that advice might be for now. But just simply whether so that we can have a total scope of interesting topics, and we would then discuss those in detail in the future. I think currently we've been going just a little bit lower, where we discuss a topic and we discuss the nature of that advice in a little bit more detail. So my personal opinion is that we tend to be, you know, solution oriented, so it's going to be hard to distance ourselves from how we implement these topics in the document. But I don't mind just listing the topics of topics for inclusion in the document first, and then coming back at a later stage and getting into more detail. But I guess that's maybe an open question for the group, whether that's the approach that they prefer.
How should we proceed to get this kind of list? We have this document, we have also a document that I shared a while ago, November, with the group. We should start to produce something which is more than just a list of items, some kind of structure, I think, with some kind of text too, and where we decide this is keep in, this is to keep out, and then go further. I don't know how we can start this. Should we divide the area into certain fields and ask the participants to write parts of it, or how should we be? Anyone want to comment? Chris?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. All I wanted to say was that I agree totally, but I think that the idea of producing a macro level issues list this stage is a really good thing to do. So the thing, you know, the issue then becomes the we need to make sure that we have all the major things in that list. And we may be able to produce some amount of structure for some of them, but I think that might be a bit difficult. You know, we could try, but that's going to be quite a challenge.
Yeah. So how do you suggest to proceed? Should we ask someone in the group to write this macro list, to volunteer to write this macro list, or should we try to have some collaboration to do this work?
It's probably going to be quicker if somebody does a brainstorm and just writes down as many things. I think I've seen some lists which are getting quite close to that, so somebody needs to do a brainstorm, you know, maybe get three quarters of these things down, and then the rest of us look at it and say, oh, it would be a good idea if we added this other issue.
Okay, my list of November was kind of a brainstorming list.
We need to revisit that list and just make absolutely sure that there's nothing we want to add to it. And I mean, also, yeah, we need to decide that if we become later on aware of something that we've missed out, that we'll come back and add it. So I think we shouldn't be sort of too nervous about getting it complete. The main thing is just to do a good job in the longer term.
I could volunteer to try to create such a macro list for next meeting. It would be kind of a merge between the list of what Samad is showing, the issues dash essay PDF, and the list that I have, and any other things that I see and understand, and what you sent to me. So I would send a request to all of you to just send ideas over email to me, and I will try to compile such a macro list. Do you think that would be a good idea?
Sounds perfect.
Please, someone comment?
This is Ahmad. A couple of comments in the chat box. I just wanted to say that we've actually discussed some of these issues, and in some cases we decided that the issue was not relevant. So I would suggest that instead of adding all these items in the list, we should also look at our minutes, and if we already decided that some of these items are not relevant, we should take those out and only keep the ones in which we all said that this could be relevant and we could discuss this further. So just a small comment in that context. Thank you.
Carl, please, should we, you suggested to, you volunteer to do this work too. Do you want to take this task instead, or should we try to do this as a two-person work, then back and forth?
I was just putting my hand up to do the work. If everyone else was unavailable, I'm more than happy to assist or take on the role. It's entirely up to you. It was your list originally, I think, Matt, that we worked off. I'm happy to just take whatever work you need me to do and communicate with those people who might have an opinion on any individual topics?
So could we then say that me and Carl will, I would take the major responsibility, that Carl will help me with the list, and we will produce a macro document for next meeting to have more substance to work with for the guidelines. That's my suggestion. What do you say?
Oh, I'm fine with that.
Do I have your email address, Carl?
Yes, I'll make sure I transmit that to you.
Okay, I have not yet started to use this site where we can upload documents and edit, etc. Has anyone else tried to use it? I'm not sure that I have a login either. Could we make sure that everybody has a login? Has anyone tried it? Anyone know how to use it?
Hello. Yes, I've used Confluent very extensively, but actually not that particular space. So I don't know whether I have permission to use that space.
Okay. So I mean, this is something that we really have to make working. Samad will facilitate, and this is a request to everyone in the group to make sure that you can log in and that you can update and confirm all to the group that I have tried this and it works. Is that okay with everyone? So that we know that we have this shared area, the conference. Nobody disagrees. So I think that we have a clear action point for next meeting. So I'm not sure if we have anything else that we should discuss.
A couple of things.
Yes, please, Samar.
Yes. First, we need to develop an agenda for our face-to-face meeting at Item 55. And the second is that we are planning to have about a seven minute slot for IDN working group during the main IDN program update session. So we also need to prepare a presentation to be given on behalf of the working group. So I would need a couple of things. I would need a volunteer from the group, could be one of the chairs, could be somebody else, whoever the group nominates, who is going to present on behalf of the working group at the main session for about 7 minutes, and we should also work on the slides for what needs to be presented. I am assuming that the issues list will eventually become those, go to the slides, but we may also want to put in some other information. So we need to work on both these things, the presentation for the main session, which is 7 minutes, and also the 1 hour 15 minute meeting we are having, we need to prepare an agenda for that. Thank you.
So, no, thank you. I think that this is something that we will cover, will be on our agenda in 2 weeks to make sure that we have an agenda for the face-to-face meeting, and also make sure that we have someone willing to present, etc. Is that enough? That would be 4 weeks before the ICANN meeting.
That's it. We would request that the presentation slides are finalized by around 22nd of February, if that is possible, conveniently for everybody else.
Okay. We should be able to make that, I think. Well, let's see here. We must have this issue next meeting then, because next meeting is the 10th of February. So next meeting we have to discuss the agenda and also the presentation. Carl, I think your suggestion is good. So please let us be more active on the mailing list and create the agenda before next meeting, which is in 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks we will have this skeleton document to discuss, and also the agenda to discuss. And everybody should try to find out if they are available at ICANN 55 in person. And share that on the mailing list within the next 2 weeks. We have remote participation available, yes, but the person presenting, I guess it's best if that person is available at the ICANN 55 meeting instead of someone presenting from remote, even if that is possible. Okay. So the group meeting is at 9 a.m., I guess, and the next meeting at 10:30 a.m. So that should work. And it's 9 minutes before closing. This meeting was a little bit shorter because of the problem with the Adobe Connect. So we have more issues to discuss before we close off. Anyone else want to share something? Well, I answered you today.
Hello? Yes. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Do you have it?
I came in. Came in late to the meeting, so sorry about that.
That's fine. Do you have anything to comment?
No, nothing.
Okay. So, anyone else want to say something? Then, we close the meeting.
That's right, Cal.
Yes, Cal, please.
Sorry, just the only last thing I wanted to mention is we aren't having a very large turn up for our meetings. And I know that's typical for any working group, but I'm wondering if there's a way that we can engage some of the people that, for whatever reason, are unable to make the calls. I don't have a solution in my mind, but I think it might be something we need to consider to get some opinions from people in the group that have been unable to attend and that may still have important things to tell us or to help us with. So perhaps that's maybe that's even a topic for the face-to-face at ICANN, but it's just something that I've noticed with this group that there's only a core group of people that are turning up to meetings, and that might be because of the times, it might be for other reasons, but if we could reach out to them on the mailing list somehow and see if they've got things to say, that'd be great.
We selected this time because it seemed to be the best time, but we should of course consider moving the meeting to another time of the day if that is better. Do you think that could be an issue? Call that the time of the day, it does not work?
I'm not sure. This is actually a good time for me, so I'm loath to suggest changing the time. But I've seen this happen in other working groups, so it's not unusual to have a reduced attendance. But I'd still like to reach out to the working group because they're all individually a great deal of expertise that we could harness. So even if it's not via meetings, then perhaps some kind of outreach in the mailing list, get some opinions, might be a way of re-engaging some people. So I don't really want to reignite the meeting schedule discussion unless that's what's keeping people from attending. It might be other reasons. So and it might be that some people simply prefer to engage via mailing lists rather than conference calls.
I want to send out an outreach on the mailing list and ask about this time slot, if that is could be, if it adjusts the time, if that would work better. Of course, all of you that, all of us that have attended, for us, the time works. Definitely. For me, it's perfect time of the day, middle of my work day, so no problem. But I will do this and see if adjusting the time will make it even better. Please call before we close off.
So I was simply going to say it's a good time for me as well. So. And bear in mind, it may not be the time that's keeping people from engaged. There might be other issues. So we may still need a way of having people's feedback without conference call.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's work on the action point that we have from today to make sure that we get more progress in this working group than we have seen so far. We've had good discussions, but we need more substance, I think. So thank you very much for attending today, and talk to you in 2 weeks. And Carl, we will be talking at least via email over the next 2 weeks. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.